We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. What do you say we said about building ourselves up in our most holy faith this week? What do you say that we build the kingdom of God with the help of the Holy Spirit this week? Let's let this be a week of edification and growing and maturing and becoming stronger in our walk with God. So that's a good thing. Guys, we like to build things, the kingdom of God will be built. And so I encourage you to set about the journey this week of becoming stronger. We want to thank Jits Concrete 536-5804 for their help in bringing the Refresh radio broadcast to you. And if you have some construction going on, or you might be a contractor in the area, most contractors I've known end up going through a lot of other subcontractors. And so if you have had some transition and you're looking for a concrete contractor or block person, if you'll call Jits Concrete 536-5804, they are very, very good at what they do. So thank the Lord for that. Want to take a moment and tell you about a movie that is coming out this week. It's called The War Room. Our ladies are going to be having a ladies' night this week, and they're going to see that. And I encourage you, if you have not watched the trailer that is already out there on YouTube right now, to look it up. It's called The War Room. And if that doesn't stoke your flames into kindling a more intense prayer life, I'll give you double your money back for the cost of this radio spot here that I'm doing. Nobody's paid me to do this, but I believe everybody could have a little bit of fresh fire in their prayer closet from time to time. And so I pray that this movie will do that, that it will cause the people of God to have a hunger and thirst for talking to God. So that movie comes out, I believe it is on Friday. So look for that and participate in it if you can. Let's go back to Genesis 43. We're going to revisit where we were last week to remind you of the context of where we're going to begin today. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 15. And it said, "So the men took the present and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hand and arose and went down to Egypt, and they stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, 'Take these men to my home and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon.' Then the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, 'It is because of the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that he may make a case against us and seize us to take us as slaves with our donkeys.' When they drew near to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house and said, 'O sir, we indeed came down this the first time to buy food, but it happened, when we came to the encampment, that we opened our sacks, and there each man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. So we have brought it back in our hand, and we have brought down other money in our hands to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks.' But he said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. So the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys feed. Then they made the present ready for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" And they answered, "Your servant, our father, is in good health. He's still alive." And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Now his heart yearned for his brother. So Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep. And he wept. And he went into his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and he restrained himself and said, "Serve the bread." That's where we're going to stop the reading for now. On Friday's broadcast, we were talking about how to deal with situations where there is anxiety present. And Jesus commanded us, be anxious for nothing. Okay? I used to have some tremendous financial anxiety, especially when my wife and I were much younger. We weren't making much money. We had a son that, you know, we were responsible to feed and take care of. And, you know, then my job moved me to Florida. And right in the middle of my wife's second pregnancy, that company folded and went out of business. And that can create some financial anxiety in you, especially when you feel responsible for them and you want to do everything that you can to take care of them. But I had found God to be faithful in all of those situations. He took care of us in wonderful ways. And part of the way that he did that was through the local church. There are a lot of people who believe that the local church is passe, that it is out of style, that it no longer serves a valuable purpose. But I want you to know that that is not true, that you would be very well served by finding a local church. Now, will you find a perfect local church? And I want you to know that the answer to that is an absolute no. You will not find a perfect church. If you were to invite me to that church and it was a perfect church before I got there, it would not be perfect any longer because I am an imperfect person. You are an imperfect person. And so many times people are looking for perfection when they should actually be looking for relationship. And, I can tell you it's a lot easier to bless someone that you are in relationship with than it is to bless someone that you do not know. It's just a whole lot easier. I encourage you. This radio broadcast goes well down south of Merritt Island, and I want you to know that there are several fine Bible-preaching churches. That we are blessed. I think there's something like 500 churches in the county, just in Brevard County. Surely there's a church close to you where you can go, build relationship, grow in your faith, be served, and have an opportunity to serve. So I just encourage you to do that. So the brothers were proactive in addressing their situation. They said, "Look, we don't know how this happened the last time, but this is what happened, and so we have come, and we're fully prepared to restore what had transpired, all of our money that it was restored. We brought back it in double, and we brought a gift as well." We'll talk about that here in a minute. But the man, the steward of Joseph, said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." Wouldn't it be great if every community in Brevard County, every neighborhood was blessed with a person that said, hey, chill out, have peace, don't be afraid, God's in control. Did you know that you could be that person? See, when people panic, they begin to make very bad decisions. Christians are not to be moved about. They're not supposed to be double-minded. They're not supposed to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. They're not supposed to be thoroughly intimidated by every situation that arises. We are called to be a calming force. Jesus rose up in the boat and he said to the storm, peace, be still. And folks, he said, the works that I do, greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father. That means that you and I have the same capacity for soothing anxiety and restoring sound logic because we are in covenant relationship. We are rooted with the unchangeable, immutable, never failing God. He is an immovable rock. And so be a calming influence. You know, there are lots of rumors that fly around workplaces and talks about things that are going, you know, businesses going out and things like that. And I can tell you that one time I was in a mild panic mode when I was in a job. I was in retail and I had a person that I worked for and they just responded to a supervisor's visit in a very anxious way every time that he came in, thought, you know, well, this could be the end of my career today. And so that rubbed off on me for a while until God spoke to me and said, well, how much money do you make? And it really wasn't a whole lot of money, especially with a family of four. And I told him that, and God said, well, do you think that I could give you a job making that much money? And it was like, you know, God, I believe that you could. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills, and it wouldn't take very many cattle to make up my salary here. I believe you could do that. And I want you to know that when that happened, I had so much confidence in God that it banished the anxiety from my life. And the steward said, don't be afraid. I haven't counted them up, but I've been told that there was somebody who went through the scriptures and said that there are 365 occurrences where it says, do not be afraid or fear not. And that's one for every day. So let me get you off. Started on this week and say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Perfect love casts out fear, and God loves you perfectly. So he says, your God and the God of your fathers has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them and he said, you all gave me your money. I was the one who had it. And if you had treasure in your sack, it is because God has been good to you. Now, I want to remind you of who this person is. This is not a Hebrew. This is an Egyptian. This is an Egyptian who has been serving Joseph and watching his life and obeying his commands. And as he was doing that, he was beginning to understand the blessing and the favor of God that was coming upon Egypt because of Joseph's leadership. Joseph was having an influence on this employee of his. I want to challenge the men out there, challenge the ladies, and that is, are we going through our day-to-day activities with such a relationship and an intimacy with God that those who are around us are beginning to understand God better than some of the people inside the house of God? Because Joseph was raised with his brothers. All of them had been raised to understand the covenant that God had made with Abraham and with Isaac and with their father Jacob. And yet here are these brothers, these patriarchs of the nation of Israel. Everybody would identify with one of these 12 tribes, if you will. Everybody would be known as either a Levite or a Reubenite or a person from Judah or Benjamin or Zebulun or Simeon, Issachar. Everybody would identify with these people, and it's taking an Egyptian that they don't even know to tell them this: your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I want you to know today that we are more blessed than what we acknowledge. And I why don't we just do this? I know it's a Monday morning, but why don't we just take just a moment and thank God for blessing us beyond our understanding? Can we do that? Father, right now, I just thank you. Lord, as we get ready to go about this work week, and Lord, it's going to be a great week. It's going to be a week where problems are solved. It's going to be a week where people are saved, where people grow. And Lord, it is a week where we are blessed with breath in our lungs. It is a week where we are blessed with a sound mind. Lord, you have blessed us with the Word of God. You have blessed us with godly relationships around us, as well as people who have yet to embrace you. God, thank you for allowing us to live in America. Thank you for our automobiles. Thank you for the roof over our head. Thank you, Lord, for good streets to drive on and air conditioning. God, thank you for so many blessings that we have in our life. We just give you all the glory and the praise for it in Jesus' name. So, Can I just encourage you, first of all, be a calming force, and then be a person that helps people to recognize that they are the blessed and the highly favored of the Lord. One of our families in the church that are serving in Fiji, if you ask them, how are you today? I am blessed and highly favored. And they will say, you know, Jesus looks good on you. Jesus looks good on you. And so I pray that right now, I mean, everybody talks about what a drudgery Monday is, but what if today, as you're on your way to work, or maybe you're listening on the way home or while you're there, you say, you know what? I am blessed of God. I have a job. I have a job I'm able to do. And so let's do that job to the glory of God. In verse number 24, it says, so the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet. And he gave their donkeys feed. Then they made the present ready for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there. So once they get to the house, it's explained to them, you have not been brought here to be enslaved or to be judged. You've been brought here to be blessed. Do you realize that God divinely placed you and I in this community for exactly such a time as this? That there were things created from the foundation of the world that God created for you to do. He created them for me to do. He did it not to punish us, but to bless us. God is a blessor. The devil is a thief. God is a healer. The thief is a murderer. I want you to constantly, you know, refocus your perspective and your priorities to remember that God has brought you here to bless you, not to hurt you. Okay? But there's an interesting passage here. There's an interesting concept, and I don't want to gloss over it. I want to focus on it. And that is that in ancient times, whenever you appeared before a ruler, you were to come and present a gift. So there was not only a business transaction that was going to take place, they had, the brothers had had a present, a gift for Joseph that was meant to honor him. There is a scripture that says a man's gift makes a way for him. There are some people that get uncomfortable when it is talking about the concept of giving. And Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. Now, I want you to know that it is a fact that there are some people who are in the ministry and they are very, very wealthy. And I want you to know that the majority of the people who are in the ministry are not. I'm not judging the ones who are. I'm just telling you it's not the reason I got into the ministry. My first paycheck that I got in the ministry was $100 a week, and that was back in the mid 1980s. After taxes, it was 84. After a year, I got a raise. I got to bring home $100.64. I will never forget that amount. It was like, yes, I can almost pay my bills now. And I worked 70 hours a week for that. You see, I didn't get in to the ministry for the money. I got into it because God called me. I wanted to love on people. I wanted to help people. I wanted to preach the word of God. I wanted to see people saved and healed and delivered. And that's the reason I'm still in the ministry today. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, there was no salary. There was a lot of work, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of discomfort and displeasure, and it wasn't because of the money. It was because of the call. So when I address this subject of giving, I want you to know I'm not doing it because I'm in it for myself. I want you to understand the premise as it comes to bear upon our understanding of kingdom giving. And that is, when these brothers knew that they were going to see Joseph, they came to present a gift to him. The scripture says that when every person was to appear before God, that none of them were to appear empty-handed. Each one of them was to come and present a gift. It is my privilege and my honor to present the tithe unto God, because the Bible describes that the tithe is holy. Some people say that's an Old Testament concept. Well, let me explain to you the New Testament concept. New Testament covenant never lowered the bar. It always raised the bar. And now in the New Testament, not only does the tithe belong to God, but everything I have, including my very life, belongs to Him. Every possession I have belongs to Him. My cars, those are tools. My tools are tools. It really doesn't matter what. I want to present myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Now, I want you to understand that they not only brought a gift, but when they found out that they were going to be feasting with Joseph at lunch, they took time to prepare the gift so that it was a presentable gift. It wasn't an afterthought. They focused. They said, we are going to present him with the very best that we can do. You know, in the book of Malachi, God says, the offerings that you are presenting to me, I tell you what, you offer them to your politicians and see if they would accept them from your hands. He said, you are offering me your leftovers instead of your best. Can I encourage you that we need to be offering God our very best? I'm reading a book right now. I had some time and started going through my desk and was cleaning it, and I found this book that I'd just been given, and I started reading it. And in there it says that God is deserving of our very best. It's we can do no less than our very best when it comes to God. So here we are on a Monday, and I want to, I'll just present it to you this way. Are we offering God our best, or are we offering him our leftovers? I mean, after all, Joseph's brothers had come to him. They were looking for food for survival. What is it you have come to God for? Is it just to make you feel better, just to fulfill a religious obligation? Or are you like I am and have come to the realization that no one else holds the words of eternal life? No one has forgiveness of my sins. No one has the purpose. No one has my best interest at heart as he does. And that makes God worthy of the best of my time, the best of my resources, the best of my strength, the best of my belongings. He deserves top billing. And so, we haven't got very far today, but two thoughts that we have touched on. There's three. One is to be a person that has a calming effect and talks people out of a state of panic and restores a sound mind. The second is to be a person that can explain that God is the one who is blessing them. And then third is, what are you presenting to God? Here we are on a Monday. Are you going to present your best to God? Because let me tell you what the world do. The world will take your best, they will use it, and when they are through with you, they will show you the door. It is the way the world. The way that God works is this. He will take the very best that you give him, he will turn right around and bless you with it, and he is going to can we take the very best that we have, give it to God, and allow him to use that to reach other people for salvation's sake, and then Jesus receives all the glory. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer today and pray that we give God our very best. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that there would be no panic today in the hearts of your children. No anxiety, no fear, no panic. Lord, that instead that we would be able to speak to other people's storms, peace be still. Lord, I pray that we would be able to point people and say, hey, you do know that God wants to bless you, right? And then lastly, God, I pray for everybody who's listening, Lord, that we would not appear before you empty-handed, but we would present to you the best of our time, the best of our resources, and the best of our strength for your glory. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless.